Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to begin five lines from the top, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, with the words Amar Rav Nachman. Let's remind ourselves, in yesterday's Mishnah, we learned that anybody is kosher to deliver a get. That includes even a Cheresh, Shota, and a Katan. And we had explained two answers to help us understand how could a possibly a Cheresh, Shota, and a Katan deliver a get if a get requires to be delivered l'shma. And the first answer that we gave was Rav Huna's answer. And Rav Huna basically learned the Mishnah in accord with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that Ede Mesira Karsi. And therefore, the writing of the get has to be done l'shma, and that can be accomplished by having a Gadol stand over, Omid Al-Gabav. And in this way, when you have a Cheresh, Shota, and Katan who have zero das themselves, so you can go and put in that das, and since the Ede Mesira are the ones that actually make the get effectuated, that das is acceptable. That was Rav Huna's answer. Rav Nachman disagreed. Rav Nachman said, no, our Mishnah actually goes like the opinion of Rav Meir, that Ede Chasima Karsi, and therefore, the critical point is having the Edim sign on it, and the Kesiva, the Shema, is really the Chasima Lishma. And there, technically, not only could the Cheresh, Shota, and Katan actually be the ones to write a get, because the Chasima is essentially done by Karsha witnesses, and they're not being the Karsha witnesses, they're just writing the get, and that doesn't have to be Lishma Midoraisa. And therefore, technically, we had brought down that even an Ovi Kochavim, according to the second revised interpretation that we had of Rav Nachman, would be the one that would be able to go and write a get. And the Brisa, which we had brought down, that seemed to contradict that, that Rav Nachman himself had brought down, that said, an Ovi Kochavim is possible, that, he said, was going according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that required the Ksiva to be Lishma, and the Ksiva could be Lishma if a Gadol is Omid Al-Gabav for a Cheresh, Shota, and Katan, but not for an Ovi Kochavim, because he has his own Das, and he won't necessarily follow the Daite, the Navshei, Abad, and not necessarily do what we asked him to do. So those were the two explanations that we gave yesterday for our Mishnah. How could a Cheresh, Shota, and Katan possibly write on a get? So we pick up five lines from the top, Chof Kimmel Ben Aleph, further understanding this explanation, the second Shita of Rav Nachman. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Omar Yer Rav Meir. Rav Meir's opinion was, again, Rav Nachman held that our Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, that Ede Chasima Karti is Afilu Mitzol Ba'ashba. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, even if you were to find a get in the garbage, and you hadn't authorized it to be given, and you happened to have the same name as the man that the get in the garbage name was, and your wife happens to have that same name, and it's from the same city, so it's perfect. You can save yourself the get's writing. The financial cost of writing the get is now for free because you found the get in the garbage. And chasamo, in that situation, all you need to do is have two kosher witnesses sign it, unesanullah, and you could give it to that person's wife, and it would be a kosher get. That is what Rav Nachman says. That's how far Rav Meir goes in saying that the chasima is critical and that there is no lishma requirement on the writing. The requirement, the kosav law, is fulfilled with the chasima according to Rav Meir. This is now going to be questioned by the Gemara by bringing several different prices that seem to go against this, and each one will be reconciled in more or less the same way, according to the first version of this. Aisli, Rav Rav Nachman. Rav questions Rav Nachman, and he says, the Pasuk says a Kosav law, which implies that it has to be Lishma. So doesn't that mean, my lab Ksiv Asaget? Doesn't that mean the Ksiv of the Get, like the simple words seem to suggest? So again, that seems to go against your explanation of Rav Meir that the chasima is the only thing that's critical and not the kasiva, that you could use a get found in the ashpa because the kasiva is not important, it's only the chasima that must be lishma. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Nachman responds back low. When it says v'kosav lo, it means chasimas edim. It doesn't mean the writing of the entire get, it means the writing of the signatures, the chasima of the edim, ede chasima karsi, as Rav Nachman explained it, and the kasiva could even be, if it was found in the garbage, that is not a problem. Again, we question this. Eisvei Rava, Rava asks Rav Nachman the following question. He says, "Kol get shenichtav shelo lushum isha pasul." If a get is written not for that particular husband and wife, so then it's pasul. Now, isn't this get that's found in the ashpa not written for that husband and that wife? It's written for somebody else, a different husband, a different wife, and you happen to have the same names and from the same city. But that seems to be no good based upon this brisa. So again, Rav Nachman would answer Eima when it says kol get shenechtav, it meant kol get shenechtav shelo l'shom isha posel. If it was signed not for the purposes of this husband and this wife, then it's no good. But the fact that it was written for a different husband and wife, and now is being used by this husband and wife, as long as the chasima was l'shma, that would be good. So, again, Rav Nachman understands these two brises that we just brought down in the way that he said that he did. Finally, we ask again, Esrei, doesn't say specifically this was from Rava to Rav Nachman, but just a general question that the Gemara asks to Rav Nachman. Kishu koso, this brisa says that when a person writes a get for his wife, ki'ilu koso lishma, it must be as if it's written lishma. What does that mean, ki'ilu koso lishma? My lab, the brisa says, doesn't that mean kishu koso, when you're writing letoref to the essential part? Again, we pointed out previously already a number of times, there are two parts to a get. There is the toref, which is the critical, essential part, which includes the husband's name, the wife's name, the time, the city, things like that that are particular to that particular get. And then there's the tofes, which is the more general statements that apply to every get, that the woman is totally separated from her husband, there's no connection whatsoever, and that's called the tofes. So, my lab, the brisa says, kishu koso, when we just said that it has to be kishu koso, doesn't that mean koso letoref lishma, that the toref has to be lishma? And if you do that, even though you didn't write the tofes lishma, it's ki'ilu koso letofes lishma. It meant that you must write the toref lishma, albeit you don't have to write the tofes lishma, but when you write the toref lishma, it's as if ki'ilu koso letofes lishma as well. Now clearly, this goes against what you're saying, Rav Nachman, that the chasima is the critical factor, according to Rav Meir, and has nothing to do with either the toref or the tofes. So again, Rav Nachman would respond and say, no, that's the incorrect way to understand this price. Hello, kishu chosmo lishma, when you sign it lishma, it means kilu koso lishma. It's as if it was written lishma, because the signature is a critical factor. And therefore, the signing of it lishma makes everything else as if it was written lishma as well. So therefore, these three prices that we just brought down, Rav Nachman essentially changes the understanding of the word v'katsav in every one of them to mean not the ksiva of either the toref or the tofes or any other part of the get other than the chasima. The chasima is the critical factor. That's the first way we understand all of these brises against Rav Nachman, how Rav Nachman answers them. The Bais Emor, alternatively, you can understand that these brises are all the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. And he says, Ede Mesira Karasi, and therefore, because of law has to be on the get itself, Lishma. And Rav Nachman doesn't hold like that. So Hani Masni also, where it says, Mani, who's the author of these three brises that we just brought down? Rabbi Elazar. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Omer, Ede Mesira Karasi. Oh, so we know this is a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar. So Rav Nachman says, don't quote me these problems from these brises. They all go like Rabbi Elazar, who says the Ede Mesira Karasi. And yes, he requires the kasiva to be lishma. And that doesn't mean the signature, because technically you don't need a signature. So it must be the writing of the get. But Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir holds the Ede Chasima. That's what Kasav Lo means, and therefore there is no stira from these prices. They're two different opinions, Rav Meir versus Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so that finishes rounding off the second teretz that we gave from yesterday, that Rav Nachman's opinion is that our Mishnah was talking about Rav Meir's opinion, Ede Chasima Karsi. Now, we have a third teretz, how you have a Chereshot and Katan able to write a get. And that's the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says as follows. The reason why the Omed Agabav, the Gadol Omed Agabav, can force, so to say, the get to be written lishma when the Chereshot and Katan are writing it is because V'ushashir Mekom HaToref. They only wrote the Tofes. Now, they shouldn't write the Tofes because of the Gezeri. You may come to write the Toref. But the bottom line is, V'ushashir Mekom HaToref, as long as they only wrote the Tofes and they left the Toref to be written by a Bardas, then it would be perfectly good. And the Chayin Omer Rabbi Chaga Mishmei De'ula, the Hu Shashir Mokom HaToref. Similar opinion was pointed out by the Amor Rabbi Chaga in the name of Ula, that as long as the Cherek Shot and Katan only wrote the Tofes, did not write the Toref, so then it is an acceptable get, and this goes in accordance with the opinion of our Mishnah being Rabbi Elazahi, that Ede Mesira Karsi, so therefore the Ksiva has to be Lishma, but only the Toref has to be lishma. If the tofes is not lishma, okay, b'diavad, it is fine. We wouldn't want them to do it l'chatchila because of the concern. If you let them write the tofes, they may write the toref, and it won't be picked up as being an invalid get. But therefore, bottom line is, if they didn't write the toref, then it is acceptable if a gadol omer al gaba. Fine. Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein the Torah. The fourth answer now to our Mishnah, it's Rav Zrika in the name of Rav Yochanan. He says, no, this is incorrect. What we just said is not the correct answer. What does it mean, my Ein Torah? What does it mean, it's not correct? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Kan Hodiecha. Rabbi Abba tells us that the Mishnah is telling us that she'ein koach lishma, that there is no requirement of the get being written lishma on the ksiva, but it in fact is only on the chasima v'rabbeihi. Ah, and he also says that our Mishnah is to be understood as being the opinion of Rabbeihi, that eide chasima karasi, and therefore the chasima must be lishma, but not either the tofes or even the tarif has to be lishma, because the Amir, their opinion is the Ede Chasima Akarsi. So this opinion that Rabbi Abba gives is telling us that Rabbi Zirka says it in Rabbi Yochanan, don't learn on Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar, learn on Mishnah as being the opinion of Rabbi Meir. More questions, I said, really? Rabbi Yochanan says on Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Vama Rabba Bar Barchana. We already learned yesterday, Shia, 2 days ago, Shia, Vama Rabba Bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Lazi, that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was, according to Rabba Bar Barchana, that the author of our Mishnah is, in fact, Rabbi Elazar. So how can you now tell me, Rav Zrika, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir? We seem to have two different opinions within the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zrika says, our Mishnah, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is Rabbi Meir. And Rabba Bar Barchana said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's a machlokes as to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amarayim ninu v'aliba the Rabbi Yochanan. These two Amarayim, Rav Zrika and Rabba Bar Barchana, had two different opinions as to what Rabbi Yochanan's shita was. Rav Zrika says Rabbi Yochanan held that our Mishnah is the shita of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Bar Barchana said our Mishnah is in accord with the shita of Rabbi Elazar. So there's a machlokes as to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ah, that is the fourth possible explanation of the Mishnah, either like Rav Zrika or Rabbi Yochanan that says a day chasiva karti like Rabbi Meir, or that it's Rabbi Bar Barchana saying in the name of Yochanan that our Mishnah is in accord with Rabbi Elazar that says a day mesira karsi. Okay. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Hakok Sheb Lov Yitzah Get. Everybody is capable of going and delivering the get from the husband to the wife to be the shaliach, with the exception of the following. These people are not capable of being the shlichim for the get. Chutz, mecheire, shotev, katan. Again, are three classical examples of a lav bardas. Mecheire is a person never who cannot hear and cannot speak, and he didn't have das, according to the halacha. A shota person Nebuch is crazy, he really doesn't have das, he's mentally incompetent. And a katan, no matter how smart he is, if he's below the age of bar mitzvah, by definition, he doesn't have das. Here the Mishnah adds on two additional people that cannot deliver a get, a sumah, person who's blind in both of his eyes, the oved kochavim, and a goy. None of these people are also allowed to go and bring a get. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Kibel ha-katan v'higdil. What happens if this katan got the get when he was 12 years old, and then he didn't deliver the get until he's bar mitzvah? Now he's bar mitzvah, and after he's bar mitzvah, he goes and delivers the get. V'higdil. Is that going to be a good get? So, not to be a spoiler, but the Mishnah is going to tell us, no, it's not going to be a good get. Likewise, the person was a cheresh. He originally was a person who couldn't speak and couldn't hear, but then he underwent therapy of some sort, and Baruch Hashem, v'nis pakach, and now he's able to go and here, he's able to go and no longer be a lav bar das. He's nispakach. He opened up his hearing. He's now able to go and hear. So in this situation, what is his status? Is this get now? It wasn't delivered while he was a cheresh. It's now delivered after he's no longer a cheresh. Is that good or not? Suma, a person was never blind in both of his eyes, nispatach, and now he's Baruch Hashem. He underwent surgery and he's now able to see. He didn't give the get while he was blind. He gave the get while he could see. Is that good? Likewise, shalta, a person Nebuch had some sort of mental illness. He was a shalta. And Baruch Hashem, he's put on medication, the nishtapa, and now he's no longer a shalta. He's now a bardas. Or the Ovi Kochavim, he was given the get while he was a guy. Then he was miskaya, viniskaya. This guy now is a full-fledged yid, and he gives the get when he's a full-fledged yid. So in every one of these situations, when they got the get, they were in this one of these five conditions that you're not capable of being a shliach, but when they actually gave the get, those conditions that prevented them from being a shliach were no longer present, and now they were perfectly good to be a shliach. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah tells us possible. All of these cases, the person was not able to go and deliver this get because as the Mishnah at the end will tell us, you need to be a bar das when you get the get, and you need to be a bar das when you give the get. And therefore, all of these people were not a bar das when they got the get, and therefore, even though they're a bar das when they deliver it, they're not considered an acceptable bar das or an acceptable yid, or not a blind yid, not a guy. They're not capable of giving the get if they weren't good at the beginning and good at the end. Now, that's what the Mishnah tells us, possible. However, in the situation, Avo Pikeach, he originally was a fully competent man, then he's Chorish, and then something happened, he's no longer able to hear and speak, so he's technically now a Lav Bardas for some period of time, but then he undergoes a surgery, he undergoes some operation, takes medication, and now he again, at the time of delivery, is a full-fledged Bardas. So he was a Bardas at the time he got the get, then there was a period of time he's not a Bardas, and then he became a Bardas again when he gives the get. Is that going to be good or not? So the Mishnah is going to tell us that is going to be good. Or, likewise, Pasuach, he originally was a person who could see, Vinistama, then something happened, he became blind, but then, V'chazav Vinistapach, and then he became able to see again. So again, when he got the get, he was able to see, and when he delivers the get, he was able to see, albeit, we'll see that this case there will be a little bit of a discussion on. In any event, this is also going to be a perfectly good deliverance of the get. Likewise, the Mishnah continues and says, if the person was a regular Bardas, he was a Shofu, he was a normal person, Minishtata, and then Nebuch, he had some sort of mental illness, and he's not a Bardas. But then, Baruch Shem, after medications, Uchaz of Nishtapa, he becomes a Bardas. All of these situations, he's kosher, because Zaklal, the Mishnah tells us, the rule is as follows, kosher tchiloso v'sofo bedas. He has to be a Bardas when he got the get, he has to be a Bardas when he delivers the get, so then, even though in between he wasn't a Bardas, that is still kosher. He's able to go deliver the get. And again, tomorrow, as I said, we'll discuss the case of the blind person. He doesn't have to be necessarily a seeing person, even when he gives the get, as long as he was a seeing person when he got the get. And the world will explain why, and will be medayik from this lashon, that he just had to be a bardas at the beginning and a bardas at the end. It doesn't say he has to be kosher at the end. It says he has to be sofu bedas. And keep that in mind when we get to the Gemara. Okay, Gemara starts off and tells us now, Bishlomo Cheresh Shotev Katan. We understand why a Cheresh Shotev and a Katan aren't able to go and be the Shliach for the get, because the Lav Bnei Dayan, you know, as I mentioned many, many times now, they're not a Bardas. They're not halachically considered somebody who can function as a Shliach. Likewise, Ovi Kochavim Nami. We understand why the guy is not able to be a Shliach, because the Lav Bar Heterihu. He's not involved in Kiddushin and Gerushin. He's not in it. Therefore, he can't participate. He doesn't have the rules of Kiddushin and Gerushin like a Yid does. And therefore, he can't be a Shliach for something that would involve Kiddushin or Gerushin. But El Asuma, the blind person, Amaylo, Asuma can get married. Asuma can get divorced. So why can't Asuma be a Shliach for a get? Some of Rosheshes is, and again, it's interesting, Rosheshes was blind, and it's interesting that he's the Amori that tells us its answer. Rosheshes, Lefisha Ein Yodeya, Mimi Notlo, Ulebi Nosto, because, listen, Rosheshes says, I'm a blind person. I wouldn't necessarily know who I'm getting the get from. The guy says, I'm the husband, and I want you to give this get to my wife. So he doesn't really know, is that guy the husband? And when he gives it to the woman, he doesn't really know that that's the wife, because he can't see. And therefore, that's why Rav Sheshes tells us that a blind person is not physically capable of being the shliach, because he doesn't know who he got the get from. Was it really the husband? And did he really deliver the get to this wife? So therefore, he can't be a shliach. Where our question is this. Maskevel Rav Yosef. Yosef says to Rav Sheshes, wait a second. You live with your wife. Hech suma mutu b'yishto. How are you allowed to live with your wife? How do you know it's your wife? Likewise, Hech b'yod mutarim b'nei shoseim b'layla. How's he being allowed to live with his own wife who can see, but it's at nighttime when it's dark? So how does he know that that's his wife? He can't physically see her, just like the blind person can't see his wife. Even a regular person at night in the dark can't see his wife. We allow them both to live with their wives, so mustn't it be ela b'tvias eina? The caller. It means that he recognizes her voice. A person knows who his wife is, even if it's pitch black. He just knows that that's his wife. And likewise, the Summa, after interacting with his wife, knows that that's his wife. And he doesn't have to worry that he's Rahman Aslan sleeping with someone else. That's his wife. Just like, therefore, the Summa, or a person at night in pitch black, even though he can see, but he can't see at night in the pitch black. Nevertheless, they can guarantee that that's their wife. So too, the blind person, why couldn't he know, Mimi notlo, Ulemi no snow, Hochanami, Bitvius ain't of the color. He'll be able to recognize, he knows the husband, so he is able to say, yeah, that's Yanko. I know him by his voice. And when he gives the get to Yanko's wife, that's sorry, he says, I know her by her voice. So Rav Yossi says that can't be the reason. Rav Sheshes' reason that he won't know, that's just not true. A blind person is very sensitive hearing. He's very knowledgeable about certain things. His other senses are hyper acute, and he's able to tell for certain that this is the husband and this is the wife. So why can't he give the get? So Rav Yosef has to give a different reason. Elo, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tells us, again, it's very interesting. I point out that not only was Rav Sheshes blind, Rav Yosef was blind. These two are the famous blind Amoraim that we have in the Gemara throughout Shas. And in any event, Rav Yosef is the one that tells us the following answer. Elo, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hacha b'chutzo la'aretz askina. You know what? We're dealing here with the get was coming from chutz la'aretz, from Medina Sayam, not Babel, but from other places outside of Eretz Yisrael, not Babel, where they're being brought to Eretz Yisrael, the boy lemeimar b'fonei nechta. But as we learned in the very first daf of this Masechta, and throughout the first parak, it requires the shaliach to be able to say that it was b'fonei nechta, it was written in front of me, and b'fonei nechta, and it was signed in front of me, and this blind person below motzi lemeimar, he cannot say that. He may have great tvias einob dekali, he may be able to recognize people's voices, but he cannot say, I saw this being written, and I saw this being signed, because he nebuch is blind. Now, Abaye is not happy with this teretz. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, El Miata, based upon what you're saying, Pasuach v'nistama, if a person was originally sighted, he did have the ability to see, and then v'nistama, and he became blind, so then he would be able to say, D'motzi Omar, since he saw the b'fonei nechtam when he was able to see, and only subsequently did he become blind, according to your understanding, Hochanami de kosher. Such a blind person should be able to go and give a get. He doesn't have to be able to see at the time that he gives the get. He's the shaliach for the get. He just has to know and be able to say, I saw. He was able to see. At the time it was b'fonei nechtam. So according to you, he should just have to have been able to be sighted at the time that the get was written and signed. But lav dafka, does he still need to have vision at the time that he brings the get to the woman? And since he knows through tvias eina de kola, he recognizes her voice, so therefore he should be able to give such a get, hochanami de kosher. But that's not what our Mishnah seemed to say. And here's that diuk in the Mishnah that we're coming to. V'ok tani, it said in our Mishnah that only pasuach v'nistama v'chazar v'nistama. Patach. It's only dealing with a suma that was originally able to see. He then became temporarily blind, and then subsequently was able to see. Such a person is kosher, meaning he had to go and originally be able to see, and subsequently be able to see again. But according to what you just said, it should be perfectly acceptable, even if he was just pasuach v'nistama, to go and deliver the get. So our Mishnah said, chazar v'nispatach in, lo chazar v'nispatach lo. But our Mishnah seems to not hold like you. Our Mishnah seems to say he has to be able to see even at the time he gives the get. But why? After all he needs to say, according to you, is b'fonei nechtam. Yes, he saw that. That should be fine. What difference does it make if he becomes blind later on? So Gemara says, Taki, you're 100% right. Hu adin, that is in fact the halacha. The afal gav de lo chazar v'nispatach, even though he did not become able to see after he was blinded, but as long as he was able to see at the time that the get was written, and he's bringing it from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, and he can say, b'fonei nechtam, it's perfectly acceptable, even though right now he still is blind. The Mishnah didn't say that. That's not a problem, because the Mishnah was just for parallelism with the other types of situations which you did have to become perfectly good again. Since it talked about the person who was originally a bardas, then he became crazy, and then he became a bardas again, so it had to there be that at the time that he's giving the get, he's a bardas. So taimo de chaz of nishtapa, that is only because he now is a bardas. Ha lo chaz of nishtapa, lo, that would not be good in the case of the guy who was normal, then he became crazy. He can't give the get when he's crazy. He has to go and become normal again to be the shliach to give the get. So therefore, for parallelism, the Tana of our Mishnah also wrote, Tonanami, Pasuach, V'nistama, V'choza, V'nistpatach. So that's why it had to tell us for parallelism. But technically, 100%, as long as he was able to say, B'fonei nechtam, at that point he had vision. Only then, afterwards, did he lose his vision. So even if he stayed a blind person, he doesn't have something that is correctable. He's still going to be a blind person. Nevertheless, he could go and deliver such a get. And I'll show you, this is right where it says, Omer Vashi, Daika Nami Diktane Zahklau. Look at our Mishnah, where it explained, it says Zahklau. Look at the wording. It very carefully said, Kosher Tchiloso, he was originally able to see, Visofo Bidas. And at the end, he had das. A blind person has das. He's not like a cheirish that doesn't have das. A blind person does have das. Doesn't say he has to have vision, though. So it says, kol shetchilah sov v'sofa b'das. He had das at the beginning to say, b'fani nechta, because he wasn't blind yet. Then he became nebuch blind, but now he still has das, so he's able to go and deliver the get. Oh, kosher. Mishnah said that that's perfectly good. The Loktani, it did not use the language, kol shetchilah sov v'sofa b'das. Kashrus kosher. Doesn't say you have to be kosher, meaning non-suma at the beginning, at the end. He just said to have das at the beginning, at the end. At the beginning, he couldn't be a suma, because a suma, by definition, can't say before nechtam, because there's no way he could see that. He's blind. But if he subsequently becomes permanently blind, he still will have das, and that's why the Zahklal specifically said kosher kolosu v'sofa b'das, and it didn't say kosher kolosu v'sofa b'kashrus. And that's why this is a good raya, Rav Ashi says. By my name, Rav Ami. They asked the following shalom from Rav Ami. Eved, a Eved Kenani, Mahu Shiasa Shaliach. Can an Eved Kenani be a Shaliach? What type of Shaliach are we talking about? Lekabel get Isha Miyad Bala. So the Gemara, according to Rashi, just uses this as an example. Could he go and be the Shaliach on behalf of the wife to go accept her get from the husband? In Dibra Masku, Rashi says, Lekabel get Miyad Bala. He says, Vitei Migureshes Bikabel Oso. And she will become divorced when he, the Eved Kenani, accepts the get on her behalf. And Rashi then adds, not everybody agrees with this, but this is Rashi's opinion, V'adin Nami Lo Locha, the same exact thing would apply if the husband sent the Eved Kenani to go and deliver the get. The Kuluch all the time, he says, it's the same thing, whether it's the husband that sends this Eved Kenani to be the Shliach, or the wife that makes the Eved Kenani a Shliach L'Kabbalah, to go and accept the get on her behalf. Either way, it's the same thing. Elakacha Yisar Shela, the Beis Medrash. But this was the question that they asked from Rav Ami, the Beis Medrash. Could the wife go make the Eved Kenani be a Shliach L'Kabbal Gita? But the same thing would apply. And they just didn't ask that in the Beis Medrash. Could the husband go make the Eved Kenani to be the Shliach to go and deliver the get? Others disagree. It says it's Bedavka only for the wife to be Makabal again. In any event, that's the question they asked to Rav Ami. And Amalahu, Rav Ami answered the people in the Beis Medrash. They answered this question. Our Mishnah specifically said only a guy can't go and be the Shliach for a get. We turn to Chof Gimel Omid Beis. It's Miklal, the Eved Kosher. By the fact that our Mishnah specifically said that a guy is not allowed to go be the shliach for the get, implication being, Michlal, the Eved Kenani, is kosher. Now, of course, an Eved Ibi, of course, is kosher. That never is even a question. He's a full-fledged yid. But the Eved Kenani has halachos like an Isha, and therefore, what is his status? Is he like an Ovi Kochavim, or is he like a woman who is kosher to go and deliver a get? So Michlal, the Eved kosher. So he says, from the Lashon HaMishnah, it said only a guy, an Ovid Kochalim, is not allowed to deliver a get. The implication is that an Eved Kenani can go and deliver a get or accept a get. That is Rav Ami's opinion. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi, however, said the name of Rav Yochanan. No, an Eved Kenani cannot be a Shliach. Eino Eved Nas a Shliach Lekabel Get Liisha Miyad Bala. The Eved Kenani cannot be the Shliach of Kabbalah for the wife to go and accept her husband's get. And like Rashi would say, he can't be the Shliach for the husband to go send the get with this Eved Kenani, because Lefish Eino Bitoras Gitim Vikidushin. Because an Eved Kenani, while he has a lochus like an Isha, is not able to have regular Kiddushin and Gitin. And therefore, he's not in it, so to say. You have to be able to do something yourself in order to be a Shliach for it. So that's sort of Asi Amar Yochanan's answer. More questions is, Maskev Law, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar questions Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, and he says, Taima, you're saying the reason that Rav Yochanan forbids the Eved Kenani to go deliver the get, or to be the Shliach, to be Makabel the get on behalf of the wife, you're saying the reasoning is, Taima, B'milsa D'Leise, that he's not involved in Gittin and Kiddushin, and therefore he can't be involved in being the Shliach. But the implication of that is, ha b'milsa d'isei, if it is something that he does have the ability to be involved in, so then he would in fact be kosher. But based upon that, we got a problem, because v'ha ovei kochavim, v'ha kusi, an ovei kochavim or a kusi, both of them, d'isnu b'toras truma d'navshayu, that if they own land in Eretz Yisrael, this Tana Paskins, that they would be chayiv in trumas in maisos. They're not mafkia trumas and maisos from land in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ovid Kochavim, or the Kusi that owns land in Eretz Yisrael, he is obligated in trumas and maisos. At least the land is obligated in trumas and maisos. And therefore, such a person, if he were to go and give it, like the Mishnah tells us in Trumos, Ditznan, Ovi Kochav the Akusi, Shetarmu Mishalahem, if they choose to give Trumos and Mises, there's no mitzvah for them to give Trumos and Mises, it's not one of the Shev Mises in Noach, but the land has the obligation for the Trumos and Mises to be given. So let's say this Ovi Kochav Merkusi, he's a nice Ovi Kochav Merkusi, and he says, I want to give Trumos and Mises to the Kohanim and the Levim. So, they took from their land, which they own. They took off Trumas and Maisus. So the Mishnah in Trumas tells us Trumasom Truma. Their Truma is in fact a valid Truma. And in fact, only Kohanim were allowed to eat this Truma. Utanan. Furthermore, we learned in another Mishnah in Trumas early in the Masechta that Ove Kochavim Shetarim Shal Yisrael. But if the Ove Kochavim were to take off Truma from the land of a Yisrael, even Afil Bershus, the Yid tells this guy, listen, Chris, do me a favor, take off Trumas and Maisus from my field. You know how to do it, because you do it on your field. So take off Trumas and Maisus on my field. Afil Bershus, even if he's acting with the instruction of the Yisrael, ain't Trumas or Truma. His Truma is not considered good taking it off from the Yid. Now, based upon what you just said, Ravasi Omer of Yochanan, why not? My Taima. Isn't it because lav mishum dichsev the pasuk, and we delete the word atem, it says gam atem, you also have to go and take truma for the kohen, which teaches us ma atem Yisrael ashluchachem Yisrael. Isn't this telling us that you have to take off truma and your shaliach must also be a yid ashluchachem Yisrael? So even though they're in it, the Ovi Kochavim and the Kusi can take Truma on their own land, but they're not allowed to be your Shaliach. Now that slugs up what you just said, Rav Asim or Rav Yochanan. You said that the reason why an Eved Kenani can't be the Shaliach is because he's not in it. L'fish ein b'toras gita v'kiddushin. But here we see that that's not the reason, because the Ovi Kochavim and the Kusi are in the din of Truma. They are Tarmu Mishalem. The Mishnah in Truma tells us Trumasim Truma, and yet they're not allowed to be a Shaliach. Oh, it's because the reason for being a shliach is based upon gam atem. So it must be that you and your shliach have to be yidden. So therefore, how can you tell me that the Eved Kenani can go and be a shliach over here? He's not a yid. Av shluchachem must be Yisrael. So that is the question the Rebbe Loza answered on Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan. But the Gemara says, Amid Viryani, they send the base manager of Viryani. No, that's not a kasha. Why not? Lo, ma atem b'nei bris. No, it doesn't mean they have to be Yisrael. It's just they have to be a B'nai Bris. And an Ovi Kochavim or a Kusi, according to this interpretation, are not considered B'nai Bris. According to this interpretation, the Kusi that it's referring to is that this opinion holds that they were not acceptable Gerim. Their Geris was not ultimately felt to be a correct Geris, and therefore they're still Ovi Kochavim. And therefore, they're not B'nai Bris, as opposed to an Eved Kenani is a B'nai Bris. And therefore, that's why Rav Asi Rav Yochanan said that an Eved Kenani can go and be a Shaliach. Not because he's in it, so to say, but because he's a member of the Bris. If he's a B'nai Bris, so therefore, an Eved Kenani can go, in fact, be a Shaliach. Okay. More continues, says, Am Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. Here we have a statement from Rav Chiya Bar Abba, name Rav Yochanan. Eino Eved Nas to Shaliach, Lekabo Get Isha Miyad Ba'ala. Here, this opinion of Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Chiya Bar Abba, is that an Eved Kenani cannot be a shliach for Kabbalah of the get, and like Rashi said, for the husband to also give the get to him to give to the wife, or like the Agamara tells us, for the woman to assign this Eved Kenani to go and accept the get on her behalf. Why? Lefi she'eino b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. Here it says befeirish, and he says, because they're not involved in the dinim of gittin and kiddushin. The af opi she'shoninu hariyat shivcha uvlodech ben chorim. And here he adds, and he says, even though the rule is based upon this brisa in Tvura, which tells us that if a man says to his shivcha kinanis, and he says to her, you are still going to remain a shivcha, hare ad shivcha, you're not being freed. However, I'm giving you a get shechur for the baby inside of you. Uvladech, this child that's growing inside of you, this fetus is going to be a ben chorim. You're accepting this get shechur on behalf of this fetus. So, if in fact she was pregnant, im haisa ubra, if she was pregnant, then zoch solo. She does accomplish that the fetus inside of her, when he's born or she's born, will be in fact a free person will not be an Eved or Shivcha Kenani. Now, why is this so? How come? How does this work? If you're telling us, Rav Chiya bar Abba, name Rav Yochanan, that she cannot be accepting a get on behalf of someone else because Eino B'Torah's get to the Kiddushin, so she can't go and be involved in accepting a get, so she should be able to go and accept a get Shichra on behalf of her fetus. So how does this work? Ma'im Ha'isa Ubra Zochsolo. So the Gemara says, Ki also Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, so Omar, he said, Rav Yochanan Tarti Omar. There were two statements over that Rav Yochanan made. Number one, Nirim Devarim Sho'evid Mekabel Get L'Chaveiro. It appears to me that an Eved could accept a Get Shichru on behalf of his fellow Eved, but only Miyad Rabo Shel Chaveiro. It's only if he and this Eved have two different owners. So you have one Eved Kenani that is owned by Ruve. You have another Eved Kenani that is owned by Shimon. So the Eved Kenani that is owned by Shimon could accept a Get Shichru from Ruvein on behalf of Ruvein's Eved. So even though he himself is an Eved, but he's not an Eved of Ruvein, he could go and accept this Get Shichru on behalf of Ruvein's Eved. Miyad Rabo Shel Chaveiro. However, Avolo Miyad Rabo Shlo. But if Shimon had two Eved Kenani, and one of them is given a get on behalf of the other Eved Kenani of Shimon, it doesn't work. In that situation, he cannot accept Miyad Rabo Shlo, a Get Shichru on behalf of a different Eved. Ah, you're going to whisper to me, v'im loch shoch odom lomar, if you're going to tell me, hey, zu haloch shnia, we learned the second halacha that we just brought down, im haisa ubra, and the Shichru Kenanis was, in fact, meuberes, she was pregnant, so she remains a slave, but she can accept zoch solo on behalf of her fetus inside of her. Now here, it's the same owner, so how come this works? You're telling me that if Shimon has two slaves, he can't go and give the get shichur to one slave to accept it on behalf of the other slave. So how come this woman, who is a slave of Shimon, if she's pregnant, can go and accept the get shichur on behalf of her fetus? It seems to be a contradiction. So if they were to whisper that to you, there seems to be a contradiction. Amar lo, go and tell them back. No. There are two great gedolim that already discussed this. This seeming steer over here. Who are these two great gedolim? Rav Zera, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. It was these two great gedolim, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda was one that said this story over, and he said it over in the name of Rav Zera and Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. And these two gedolim said, Chad Omar Homani, one of them said, under what circumstances is this Brisa talking about? This is going in accord with the opinion of Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe he, to Omar, HaMeshachre Chartzi Abdo Kona. If you free half your slave, so he is half freed. Now, how are you able to free half your slave? You're giving him a get shichror. Now, he's a full slave, but he's able to free half his body. So, therefore, you see that even though it's the same Baal holds both of his halves, he can accept, so to say, the Eved part of him can accept the get shichror on the other half of him. And then the other, whichever one said this first statement, either was there or Shmuel bar Yitzchak, so the other one said, V'chadamar, my taima de Rebbe b'ha. What was Rebbe's reasoning to allow the pregnant woman to accept the get shichru on behalf of her fetus inside of her, even though she remains a slave? Because just like you can free half the body, the other half can accept it. Kesavar ubar yerech imahu. The fetus is considered a part of the woman, and therefore she's accepting it on herself or her own behalf. V'nasa kamisha hikna law echot me'evirel. It's no different than if she accepted half of her body to be free. She's now half Eved, half Ben Chorin. So to over here, the fetus inside of her is like saying half of her is a Ben Chorin, half of her is an Eved, and that is acceptable. So that's how you have to understand the statement that Rav Yochanan had made, and there's no stira intrinsically within it. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Afanoshim she'enu nemonos lomar meis bala nemonos lohavi es gita. Now, this reminds us of the famous Gemara that we learned in Yevamos, that there are certain women that there's a built-in dislike, hatred even, between these two women because of the relationship that they have. And those five women are not believed to say that a woman's husband died, even though we learned in the Gemara in Yevamos that there are individuals, a single person is believed to say to a woman that her husband passed away because she's going to really check it out well, and therefore she'll only get married if she's certain that this is true, and therefore the rabbis gave the koyach over here to an eid echad to go and be believed. And this normally would include even a woman, with the exception, however, of these five women, which the Mishnah here will list again, because there's a built-in hatred between them, and they might be looking to just cause the woman who's married trouble. So they'll say her husband died, she'll get married, and then her husband will come back because he really wasn't dead. They lied, and therefore she won't be able to live with her first husband, and they're also going to cause a tremendous grief because she won't be able to live with the new husband if she got married again. Who are these five women that are intrinsically in dislike with each other? So these five women are Chamosa, her mother-in-law. Nothing needs to be said further over there. There's sometimes a strong dislike between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, unfortunately. Most of the times, Baruch Hashem, it's fine, but there is a potential for a concern. Ubas Chamosa, likewise, the daughter of her mother-in-law. She also has a certain dislike for her mother's daughter-in-law, and therefore, there's a potential for her to go and lie as well. Likewise with Sarasa, if there's a co-wife, there certainly is a built-in potential that each of them is vying for the favors and time with the husband, so they could have a dislike for each other. Vivimta, that is a woman that is married to the other woman's brother. So the two sisters-in-laws, through their respective husbands who are brothers, so there's always the chance that Nebuch, her husband will die childless, and then she'll be a tzara. So therefore, there's a built-in dislike there potentially as well. And finally, ubas bala. If the husband had a previous wife and had a daughter from that wife, so she's going to constantly be thinking that the new wife is taking away from her Yerusha, taking away from her husband and from her mother who never passed away. And therefore, there's this potential intense dislike between them. And therefore, they're not believed to go and say that the husband died. So, these women, Hanoshim She'ena Nemonos Lomar Meis Bala, they're not believed to say that the husband died. Nevertheless, they are believed over here to go Nemonos Lavi Yizgita. They can go bring her get. So the obvious question is, if we don't trust them, so how come in regards to saying the husband died, we don't trust them, but in regards to saying this is the get from the husband, so they all believed. Ma being get l'misa, why do we have a difference over here between get and misa? Get, they're believed to bring. Misa, they're not believed to say that the husband died, because the Mishnah tells us, shaksav b'chir, because here they're coming with the get, and there's a high likelihood that they didn't forge the get, and therefore the get will prove it, as opposed to if they just come out of the blue and say, oh, your husband passed away on the business trip, so there's no reason to necessarily believe them, because there's the intrinsic hatred potentially, so therefore we don't believe them. But with the get, so the got, the ksav, the get itself, is going to be the proof. The Mishnah concludes and says, "Hoisha atzma v'yes gita." A woman herself can bring her own get. However, ubavachi tzrich loma, but she must say b'fanei nechtav ubefanei nechtam, as we've already pointed out numerous times on the first parak. She has to say in that situation that it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Mar starts off and contradicts the Mishnah with a brisa. Of our time, we learn the brisa that those women that we just said in the Mishnah, while they're not allowed to go and testify that the woman's husband died, are permitted to bring her get. The Brisa says the exact opposite. But Tanya, kishem she'ein nemanos lo marmeis bala, kach ein nemanos lo havigita. It says in the Brisa that the women aren't believed, and we don't say that they're believed in regards to the get, and they're not believed in regards to the death of the husband. They're not believed in either one. So I'm Rav Yosef Lokasha. Rav Yosef says, not a problem. We reconcile the Mishnah with the Brisa because they're talking about two different circumstances. Our Mishnah is talking about Kan Ba'aretz. The Mishnah is talking about it's an Eretz Yisrael that you're bringing the get, and therefore they're believed. That's what Rav Yosef says. However, Kan B'chutz La'aretz, when you're talking about coming from Chutz La'aretz, from Dina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, they're not believed. Why is that? Because Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, the Lav Adibura, Dida cause samchinan. In Eretz Yisrael, we're not trusting her at all. She's not the one that says b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. It's not necessary in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're trusting the get totally, and therefore mehemna. However, in Chutz La'aretz, b'chutz La'aretz, the Brisa says she's not believed because the adibura dida cause samchinan. We're relying upon her b'fani nechta that she states, and therefore lo mehemna. That's what Rav Yosef seems to be telling us. The Gemara says, what? It's the exact opposite. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Adarabba, the exact opposite. Ifcha, Mistavri. It makes more sense to say the other way around. When you're coming from Eretz Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have to say b'fani nechtam ba'aretz, di asay baal ma'arer mashkichin bay. If the husband were to come and say, hey, that's not an authentic get, we would go and listen to the husband, and therefore, di kol meimar l'kilkulo kol michavna. And therefore, there's a great chance that this woman is doing this just to get the woman into trouble. The five women that don't like this woman are going to go and try to get her into trouble. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't have to say anything, they just bring the get. So they'll forge the get, they'll give it to her, and then the husband will come along and say, hey, that's a forged get. You're not really divorced, you're still my wife. And the guy that you married, now you can't live with me, now you can't live with him. So l'kukula kol mechavna. They're intending to do this to get her into trouble. Because they're in that situation, she doesn't have to say anything, she's just bringing the get. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, lo mehemna. Therefore, the Brice is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and our Mishnah is talking about Bechutzo La'aretz. The Mishnah, where it says that the woman is believed, is because the E'asi Ba'al Ma'ara, because in that situation, if the husband comes along and says, hey, that's not a legitimate get, lo mashkichem, we don't listen to him, and therefore there's no potential for them to be mekalkel her, because mehemna, she is believed when she says b'fani nechtam, so therefore there's no potential for takala. So Abaye, sister of Yosef, the exact opposite. Instead of what you're saying, that the Mishnah is talking about within Eretz Yisrael, and the Braiso, where they're not believed, is talking about Chutz La'aretz, Abaye says the exact opposite. In Eretz Yisrael, they're not believed because there's a potential for the kilkel. In Chutz La'aretz, they're believed because they say b'fani nechtam, and there's no potential for kilkel, because even if the husband is ma'arer, they're not going to listen to him. They're going to believe the woman. And the Gemara says, Tani Kavasid Abaye. We have a Raya, the way Abaye learned it, rather than the way Rabbi Yosef learned it. And that is because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Tana Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, said over the name of Rabbi Akiva, Yisha Nemenes Lahavigita Mikal B'chomer. A woman is believed in general to bring her own get from the following Kal B'chomer. Uman Noshim, women in general, Shamru Chacham Eim Nemanos Lama Meis Balo. Those five women that Chazal taught us that they're not believed to say that the husband passed away. Nevertheless, Nemanos Lavigita, they all believe to bring the get. So the woman herself, he Shanam Nemes Loma Meis Bala, a woman herself is believed to say, yes, my husband Nebuch passed away, and therefore I'm allowed to remarry. She's believed for that, so certainly it's a Kabbal Chomer, Einodin, Shanemenes Lavigita. So she certainly should be believed to go and bring her own get. Great, and now from there, we turn to Chavdalud Amud Aleph, we really bring our raya to our case. Omi Malkum Shabbosah, from this Kal V'chomer, we bring the following. Ma lahalon sricho shomer b'faneinu nechtab u'v'faneinu nechtam, just like Abaye said, that those women are believed to bring the get only because they say b'faneinu nechtab, because they're coming from Dinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the Mishnah says that they're believed. So then, she too must say, the regular woman who brings her own get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael also must say, Afhi Tzricha Shetomar, Bifonei Nechtav, Ubifonei Nechtam. Oh, so this makes very good sense. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Masnisin Nami Daika. Our Mishnah is also a Raya. If you read our Mishnah carefully, it's a Raya to a biased position. Because the Kartani, because it says in our Mishnah, Ha'isha Atzma Meviagita, it says that a woman herself is allowed to go bring her own get. Ubavash, Hetei Tzricha Lomar, V'chulei, she has to say, b'fonei nechtam. Oh, so you see a raya that it's talking about from Medina Sayam to Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, Shema Mina. That's a good raya. Now, these rayas that we just brought are very problematic for Rav Yosef. No, for Rav Yosef, he had said that the Mishnah is talking about that you're bringing it within Eretz Yisrael, and the Braisa is talking about that you're bringing it from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. So, no, he's saying, Reisha v'seifa b'chutz laretz. He's saying, the Reisha, which is the Mishnah that we had in yesterday's shir, which said, who is allowed to go and bring the get, the Chayrish Shot, the Katan, the Suma, and the Ovi Kochavim are not allowed to go and bring a get. So there we had said that the Suma could bring the get under certain situations. And the reason why, because he has Das to say, b'fonei nechtab. So the Reisha is talking about from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. And the Seifa, we just said now, it's talking about also from the Meninan Sayam bringing to Eretz Yisrael. So the Reisha, meaning the Mishnah on Chav Gimel, and the Seif of our Mishnah here on Chav Gimel Amud Beis is talking about the Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, but Mitziyasa, the beginning of the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, our Mishnah here, is talking about dealing those five women that they're accepted, that's talking about from Eretz Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav Yosef, it doesn't make any sense. So he says, yeah, taka in Reisha v'seifa b'chutz l'aretz b'nsias b'eretz Yisrael. Yep, you have to say that. It's a little bit difficult to understand how the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph and the end of the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis are both talking about from Din Asiyah to Eretz Yisrael, and the Reisha of the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis is talking about from Eretz Yisrael to within Eretz Yisrael. Now, Gemara says, Mimai, how do we know this? Why was he forced to say this? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef is saying this specifically, meaning the Ketani, because look at the words carefully. It said, Ma bein get lemisa shaksab mochia. Because our Mishnah said, why do we believe these women in the case of the get, where we don't believe them when they say that the husband passed away? Because we said that the get itself, the ksab of the get, would be mochiach. Now, it didn't say, velo ketani shaksab, the get itself, and the pet. Before I nechtav mochiach, therefore, Rav Yosef wanted to bring a diak from here that the middle case must not be talking about from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael. It's only talking about within Eretz Yisrael, and that's where Rav Yosef said his somewhat forced pshat to say that the Reisha and the Sefer are Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, and the Mitziyasa, which is the Reisha of the Mishnah Chav Gimel Amud Beis, is talking about within Eretz Yisrael. This is a great break point. With this, we conclude today's share.